Inside in Mobile with John Young raises the bar.
I do not accept mental illness as an excuse.
Join Mr. Mobile, John Young, every Monday night at 8 with Tonight in Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
Hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street futures have been flying high this morning. The stock market encouraged by President Trump's declaration of a pending deal with Iran.
The president has said a deal would be done quickly before. Why is this different?
Because they've taken a pounding. They've taken a pounding like very few people could take.
The president talked about the high price of oil and gas because of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz.
When oil comes down, everything else comes down. And most importantly, we have a deal that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, which was the whole purpose of what we had to go through to get this.
He believes Iran's supreme leader has signed off on a deal. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And it will be a big weekend for the Trump presidency. Beyond the possible Iran deal, the World Cup returns to the U.S. On Sunday, Mr. Trump's 80th birthday, he will preside over a UFC fight night at the White House. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of more severe weather today across a large swath of the country, and that includes in the hard-hit Midwest.
Twisters have pounded communities near Chicago, leveling homes and ripping down power poles. Storms have also grounded flights and knocked out power for hundreds of thousands across the Midwest and Northeast. A large funnel cloud swept through Merrillville, Illinois, located about 33 miles southeast of Chicago.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says no immediate reports of fatalities or life-threatening injuries from those storms. The Trump Kennedy Center board is mounting a last-minute bid to keep the president's name on the performing arts landmark in Washington. The board is seeking a stay of a judge's ruling that Mr. Trump's name must be removed today. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 260 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 10, and the S&P futures are 19 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Healthcare has become frustrating, expensive, and overwhelming. But you can stop playing by those rules. There's a better way. It's called CrowdHealth, and it's changing how people pay for healthcare. CrowdHealth is a community where members, the crowd, come together to help fund each other's medical expenses. Instead of paying huge monthly insurance premiums, you pay a simple membership fee plus a modest contribution to another member's medical bill. When you get hit with a big bill, the crowd steps in to help you fund it. Plus, you get the support and tools you need to navigate your health event. Why keep overpaying? Cut out the middleman, lower your monthly costs, and avoid the endless billing headaches. Are you ready for a smarter option? Go to joincrowdhealth.com. Right now, you can get started for just $99 per month for your first 3 months when you use code BREAKFREE at joincrowdhealth.com. CrowdHealth isn't insurance. Opt out of the flawed system and break free.
The Thai king's eldest daughter has died at the age of 47. She'll be remembered for her prominent role in public life in Thailand.
With the death of Princess Bajirakitiaba, the Thai royal family has lost perhaps its most accomplished member and a figure who might have played an important role in a future royal succession. She was the eldest of King Vajiralongkorn's 7 children and one of the closest to him. Trained as a lawyer, she completed postgraduate studies in the United States, spent some years working in government legal departments in Thailand, and was her country's ambassador to Austria.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head. Thousands of Puerto Ricans are struggling with water shortages, so severe that the governor of the U.S. territory has activated the National Guard, and emergency responders are fielding calls every day. Officials have not publicly pinpointed the cause of the water shortage. News and analysis, townhall.com. An Alabama man facing the death penalty by nitrogen gas has been spared.
The Supreme Court has refused to set aside a lower court ruling that found the nitrogen gas method of execution as unconstitutionally cruel. The justices voted 6-3 against lifting an injunction blocking Alabama from putting to death a 49-year-old man by using nitrogen. 3 conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, said they would grant Alabama's request to lift the injunction and let the execution go forward. Jeffrey Lee was convicted of killing 2 people while robbing a pawn shop in 1998. I'm Mike Hempen.
Elon Musk is set to become the world's first trillionaire by selling shares in his rocket company SpaceX in what is likely to be the biggest stock debut ever, SpaceX raising $75 billion. More on these stories, townhall.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Since 1984, Roy Lewis Construction has continued to bring quality and value to each of their commercial construction projects. In keeping with that tradition, they've added self-performed metal building erection to their commercial building offerings. Using their own highly skilled labor, they're able to provide a complete managed project at competitive pricing. If you're in need of a new warehouse or fully furnished metal building for any commercial need, visit RoyLewisConstruction.com or call Paul at Roy Lewis Construction today, 380-0000.
From the Albion Credit Union Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Westbound I-10 across the Bayway, you're seeing heavier traffic back up to Daphne, but again, no wrecks slowing you down. Daphne, Spanish Fort, Navas clear. At Cart Doctor in Theodore, they've got the new gas EFI QuietTech Yamaha Drive 2 and 6 passenger golf carts. Great for family and industrial settings. An extra storage under two bench seats means you'll never have to make a second trip. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 807, Mobile Mornings. And a lot to get to here in the 8 o'clock hour. We got the elections coming up on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The text line alive and well with your opinions and kind of letting us, some of you just outright saying, who are you going to vote for? That's fine.
Well, but that's what we called for.
We did. And they've responded in that way. Also, a couple of big meetings over the last couple of evenings in Pritchard, one having to do with the water board and one having to do with this Edged, I guess is the name of the company, the data center. They want to put a data center on Telegraph Road, and they had a big public meeting about it last night. And Kyle Hamrick was there, and the way he describes it, things got a little rowdy there.
Which is a more and more common occurrence across the country. For a long time, you know, city council meetings, well, for a long time, there was a good stretch of years there, and it still continues where it was the council meetings. You had people coming in complaining about the schools, remember,
yep,
and everything going on there, and you had the Biden administration going after some of the Republican, not even all of them were Republican, but moms and dads who were wanting more, you know, insight into the schooling that, yep, their kids were getting and,
sure,
the things going on there. Now, what's taken over the country are fights and debates about data centers, mm-hmm, and things involving data centers like solar farms.
Yep. So solar farm is one, you know, that's one issue. This data center, whatever it's going to be, it looks like it is going, it's not going, you know, when you think of a data center needing water and building it in Pritchard, that sounds like an oxymoron,
right? It sounds like a terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
Yeah.
And you had John Young on Tuesday proposing that he thinks the best solution for Pritchard Water and Sewer would be to merge with Maws.
Yeah.
I don't know that Maws wants to take that on. People in Pritchard are paying over $100 a month for water,
mm-hmm,
for water services. You know, we don't pay like that in Mobile.
And it sounds like it could be much higher, you know.
It has been much higher.
Try, right, to fix everything, which they need to do.
Right. And so, but this, so this was not, this was basically just this was the company explaining themselves to citizens that wanted to come out. So Edged is the company. I think I've got that right. And they want to build this data center on Telegraph Road. And he, Mr. Christopher.
Garland Christopher.
Garland Christopher. He was just telling the community members his side of the story. Like, it's going to be very efficient. It's one of the smaller data centers that we were building anywhere. More than $90 million is what they're going to put into this abandoned 911 center for 214 Telegraph Road. It could employ hundreds of people, and So some people were saying, well, why Pritchard?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he gave the clearest answer on that. I would guess Pritchard because of maybe the least resistance and best price on the real estate.
Could, yeah, I'm sure that that played a role too. But from what I understand, this the way that these edged data centers work, because, and I don't know too much about any of this, as you'll see as I talk about it, mm-hmm. but in other parts of the country, they don't use this closed water system because you have to keep data centers cool. I mean, just like your computer that you work on or computer you have in the house, if it's too boxed in and you're doing too much on it and it can't handle it, it overheats mm-hmm. and then bad things happen. So imagine with these data centers and how much energy they're using. They've got to keep them cool. So they use water for that. But a lot of data centers use a ton of water. They don't use this recycling system,
yeah.
this closed system that Edge says they use to cool the computers.
This is like the water in your car.
Yeah, more like a radiator.
Like a radiator. And so he's explaining all this.
And they also said, you mentioned, you know, with the Pritchard water system having its issues, that they're going to bring the initial water in from somewhere else and replace it periodically.
That's exactly right.
I guess like filling up a pool.
Yep. So there's no use of resources in Pritchard as far as the water and as far as not tying into Pritchard's grid. So a lot of the questions were answered, but still the people seem to be kind of anxious, and I think probably taking a cue from our friends in Baldwin County saying, you know, at least they had the meeting. But I don't think quickly, about a half hour in, Garland Christopher was talking about, according to Kyle's story, you know, giving everybody the 911 on what they wanted to do. And then people just interrupted and said, look, it's time for us to, you need to zip it so we can ask you some questions.
Yeah.
And that's where it went from there. I don't think it went necessarily great. Well,
and he has now state senator figures working
right.
against him.
Yeah.
She addressed the crowd, Kyle writes, and agreed with their opposition to the data center. And she said water really doesn't seem to be the issue, but it needs to be in a more remote area.
Right, more trees around
she
and things
more,
like that.
Yeah, more trees covering it to keep it cooler. Oh, and what do those sound like, too? I think you can look around, and I think definitely some places around Memphis I've heard people complaining about these data centers. Are they loud? I don't know. I can't recall exactly what the major complaints were.
Well, what you should do if the data center is too loud, you build a pickleball court.
Yeah, then,
and that'll drown out the data center.
It's
right?
like if your finger hurts, why don't you just break your left arm? Then that finger won't hurt so bad anymore. Yeah,
kind of like that. And on Tuesday, and we can talk about that more, but on Tuesday was more the water was the issue. But they had, a public meeting in Pritchard. On the water, John S. Young, the court-appointed receiver.
Now, this was in part of that meeting, and they just released some of the numbers. They did have some good news to go with, hey, we're still in a major hole.
Yeah.
But that they used 12% less water last year. Remember,
right.
I had that headline earlier. But
that's right.
There was a lot more information that came out of that meeting.
Yeah, there was. And but it's still the long and short of it is they're going to need help in sustaining. And so Young says the best answer he thinks would be for merging Pritchard Water with Maws. And again, mm-hmm. that's the idea that other people have talked about. Now, Maws is already well into the news for their own reasons.
And we can get into that too this hour.
I don't know if Maws is up to rescuing the Pritchard Water situation. I don't know where that goes.
Maybe change the headlines for a while for them if they did that. But
would it be worth it, the investment in what they'd have to do to kind of get the heat off because of other situations that have popped up?
Yeah, and so Young, in that meeting, you're right, he said they just can't make enough money to make up the improvements they need.
Right.
They have debt to repay and just general operating costs. What will happen there? That is such an interesting question. And then the data center, too. I would maybe, bargain with the data center and say, hey, if you guys really want to be here, maybe help us out with our water system a little bit, throw a little moolah that way, and we can make you a deal on that spot where you want that data center.
Dalton's playing a little Pritchard Monopoly now.
Maybe I've been listening to Trump a little too much.
Yeah, maybe you could tie some things together. I don't know, but two big meetings in 3 nights in Pritchard, and both of them were pretty well attended, which means that the public wants to know more about it.
And it was a turbulent week, too, in the Pritchard politics with the mayor and city council going back and forth about finances. We've talked about that quite a bit this week. Let's get to some texts. I want to segment these stories so we can get to all that you guys have been saying on the text line this morning. Jason says, over and over we see Democrats discourage business, like Figures did. Pritchard should take any opportunity possible to welcome an actual taxpayer. And jobs, too. I forget exactly how many jobs they were saying.
Yeah,
and it's not like some, you know, manufacturing site where you employ, and we've seen in the past, entire towns, you know, that end up working for someone. These data centers aren't like that. You just don't need that much labor. But it certainly brings some jobs, I think.
Yeah, I'm scanning. I think I just said it. I'll have that number here in a moment.
Larry from Daphne says, I think an industrial section of Pritchard would be an excellent location for a data center. I think we need to build more data centers in industrial centers where it's already loud. They need to be self-sustaining on power and produce so much power they can actually backfeed the electrical grid that they're hooked up to. I just don't want to see solar farms built over forest or farmland and data centers in the middle of the woods. Another texter, why don't they build the data centers in Alaska? Plenty of land, mostly cool year-round. Yeah, and that's a great question. And again, I'll couch this by saying I just don't know, but my guess would be the energy that has to be generated and then transferred to these data centers, that would be the issue in Alaska, is generating that energy. And although, you know, it's a place with plenty of fuel up in Alaska, so I don't know. And also said, so that's on the death penalty stuff. We'll get to that as well. Summerdale Tony said, cheap real estate in Pritchard,
yeah,
and you don't have to worry about gangbangers trying to rob a data center. He said they wouldn't know how to go about it. Pat says, speak for yourself, Dan. I'm paying $112 a month for my water service in West Mobile with Maws.
Wow.
So there you go, some text on that this morning. 251-343-0106.
Sorry about that. Sorry that you're paying that much. What's going on there that your bill's that high? But people's air conditioning, you know, they're depending on the size of the home that you live in and the efficiency of the unit and everything, people can pay a wide range on power.
This is sad for me. When my wife and I were dating, and we were living together, you know, we were splitting some bills and just paying them. Mm-hmm. But she ended up with the water bill. And I took the power bill and several others. I don't know what we pay every month for water because she has continued to do the water bill. Now, the power bill, I'm very well aware, mm-hmm, as it comes through the Orwig house. But
yep,
the water bill, I'm not even sure what we're paying per month.
By the way, the data center would, looks like, it just says hundreds of jobs. It would employ hundreds of people.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I take that back. It would employ hundreds of people to build,
yeah,
the complex and hire 20 others to staff the center.
Gotcha.
20 full-time employees to staff the center.
But a good construction job before that.
And what exactly would you... Yeah, I've got no earthly idea what a data center employee does.
Mm. By my experience around here, you just unplug things and plug them back in over and over.
Yeah.
That's just my IT work around the FM Talk 106.5 studios.
Let's try this.
So you mentioned Maws, and we've talked a little bit more this week about the grenade that was found Big Creek Lake because we had the sheriff on earlier this week, and he mentioned that, you know, that grenade had probably been there for years prior to being discovered earlier this year. Now, what's still up in the air, I think, is when exactly this year the grenade was found and determined that it needed to be removed. Because reports were, and Sean Sullivan broke this news on Midday Mobile after talking with his sources, that the grenade had actually been found back in March, and then it took them until May to announce that it had been found and then removed it from there. Well, in between March, when some say that grenade had been found, and May, when it made the news, a lot went on, including reopening Big Creek Lake to recreation,
yep,
the Mawsway, the yep, new Mawsway.
Mm-hmm.
So plenty of questions still in the air, but Maws has actually talked about this finally some this week, and NBC15's Andrea Ramey on top of it, just like she's been this entire story. Maws has released new documents describing the grenade found near the Big Creek Lake Dam. Records show bomb technicians determined the device was too close to the dam to be safely detonated in place, so it had to be moved and destroyed elsewhere. The records were released after Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch said the device was not an active threat and may have been in the water for years before it was discovered. He said that right here on FM Talk 106.5's Midday Mobile, Ask the Sheriff. Moz still has not released an image of the device, and NBC 15 yesterday...
Well, they detonated it.
There's no, gone. Yeah, but they could send an image of... what we know now is it was a Mark II, which in the NBC story... a pineapple-type hand grenade. They went to local Army surplus store to get a good look at what the grenade looked like, the one that they ended up detonating. According to MPD's incident report, divers found that unexploded pineapple-type hand grenade about 25 feet from the dam. So I thought it was closer to the dam from the initial reports, but 25 feet, which is still pretty close, considered critical infrastructure because the lake serves as the area's drinking water supply. And so that's what Moz had to say yesterday. And earlier this week, the report came out that the grenade was missing its pin and spoon, which they consider in the grenade handbook or whatever they use for bomb disposal, that was an active grenade in the active position. And so that's what we've gotten from Moz this week. But remember, Bud McCrory, the director, back in May, and they released, they had a press release May 13th after all this went down, when he described the grenade as an unprecedented threat that could have caused serious damage to our water supply. I just feel like all this time, Moz was implying that this had something to do with
the protests
mm-hmm. because of the Big Creek Lake situation. Yep. And some of the information that's come out points to something totally different, something that we were guessing was the actual thing that was happening back when this became a story, that this grenade had probably been there for some time. Mm-hmm. You don't know if someone was goofing around out there on Big Creek Lake or, you know, fishing the good old boy way and trying to throw a grenade in, or you had that training center, not far from there, where they have explosives.
It's true.
So Moz being tight-lipped on this, it's insane. And we still haven't heard from Moz exactly when this year they knew that the grenade was there. And did they really wait 10 weeks to remove it after knowing that it was a unprecedented threat, in the words of Bud McCrory? Still don't know.
Good. All valid questions. By the way, speaking of Moz, it is Michael who says, if my Moz bill is less than $300 a month, that's a good month. He pays $300 for his water usage. Squirrel Vereen, I pay $42 a month for Moz, which is probably the smallest consumption and bill that I have. That's I'm at something more like that.
Gotcha. Know?
So anyway, what do you pay monthly for Moz? I thought it was a big bargain. Evidently, not necessarily the case.
8:22, more Mobile Mornings on the way. A lot of text to get to and a lot of stories, too, on the way next.
I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5. The state of Alabama called off last night's execution of death row inmate Jeffrey Lee at Holman Prison in Atmore. The Supreme Court refused to lift the federal judge's ruling this week, saying execution by nitrogen hypoxia was cruel and unusual punishment. If you have an outstanding traffic-related warrant in Mobile Municipal Court, help is available today. The city is hosting a free warrant clinic from 10 o'clock this morning until 2 p.m. at Spring Hill Recreation Center, allowing folks to resolve eligible warrants without fear of arrest. Parking in Gulf Shores is getting more expensive for some visitors. Beginning July 1st, the city will replace its daily parking fee with hourly rates ranging from $2 to $4, depending on the location and the time of day. For these stories and more, visit our website at WKRG.com. I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5.
LCM Motor Cars helps their customers find the cars or trucks they want and helps them find financing that works best for them. That's why LCM clients keep coming back to buy their cars. See the current inventory at lcmmotorcars.com or what's on the lot, see it in person, Highway 90 in Theodore.
Enjoy Father's Day weekend at Dauphin Island during the 24th Annual Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo Saturday, June 20th. $30 entry fee, $2,500 grand prize, plus $500 for the largest red snapper by weight, and more. For rodeo categories, ticket sale locations, prizes, tournament locations, go to MSS Fishing Rodeo on Facebook or Fishing Chaos app. Be a part of the largest one-day saltwater tournament on the Gulf Coast for both inshore and offshore fishing. Father's Day weekend on Dauphin Island.
Ready to win lawn season? Step up to a new Kubota Zero Turn for as low as $125 a month, plus deals on larger Kubota mowers, too.
More. than a tractor store.
At Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale.
2.99% APR financing through 6/30/26. See us or KubotaUSA.com for details.
It's free family movie night at Dolphin Island at the East End Beach. This Thursday, enjoy the movie Moana. And on Friday, it's Splash. Movies start at dusk. All you need is your beach chairs, ice chest, and bug spray. For the full summer movie schedule and special event info, just download the Dolphin Island app. Free Family Movie Night is brought to you by Greer's Market. Enjoy movies, concerts, and sunsets this summer at Dolphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Looking to catch a fierce, aggressive predator? A spotted bass will outfight a largemouth any day. Spotted bass don't quite grow as big as largemouth bass, but they can top 11 pounds. With a greenish-white coloration, a spot looks very similar to a largemouth, but with a slightly smaller mouth and more black splotches along its lateral line. The defining feature, a rough tooth patch on its tongue, distinguishes the species. An Alabama bass looks almost identical to a spotted bass, but grows a bit larger. Spotted bass share most state waters with their largemouth cousins, but they like more current. People often catch spots around deep structure in the main channels of rivers, flowing creeks. Spotted bass or Alabama bass might hit anything that would tempt a largemouth, but they like smaller, more streamlined offerings like jerk baits, spinner baits, and shad pattern crankbaits. Spots also like colder water, so they stay more active during the fall and winter. This is John Felsher with your Outdoors Tip, brought to you by FM Talk 106.5.
From the Green and Penitentiary Lawyers Traffic Center, North Water Street, off of I-165 southbound, you've got construction slowing you down. Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt 65 were clear. No delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore and traveling downtown and across the Bayway. At Green and Penitentiary Lawyers, you never need an appointment. Stop by their office at 51 North Florida Street anytime to talk about your case. Finding out whether you have a case is easy. Call or text Green and Phillips anytime at 251-300-2000. You know, came to the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Our friends from Wood Willie, Weekend, rolling it in. Dr. Bill says, what, 1.7 something, right? Give it a C+. It's going to be a sunny weekend. That's not the problem. The problem is the heat index, the humidity, and basically, you know, kind of dangerous conditions out there if you're outside too long.
Yeah, if you don't walk regularly like Dan Brennan does outside to acclimate year-round and get ready for that big-time hot summer, this might be a good weekend to start acclimating yourself because summer's here, baby.
This may be the weekend that an ambulance scoops you up if you're acclimating yourself this weekend. You might be a little late.
Damn Yankee says, Mobile residents are right to question anything that comes from Oz. Have you ever tried to call them to resolve an issue? You will never get to speak to anyone who can help. It's a communist company. I haven't had to call them in a long time.
It's a weird company. It's just it used to be a lot friendlier and just their bedside manner does not exist.
Damn Yankee also said, seems to me the entire AI and data centers involve expenses that are being passed on to the Americans regardless if we need or want this advancement in technology. Michael said, how does Moz know it wasn't a dummy grenade that anyone can buy at a surplus store? I don't know.
Well, I mean, Michael's going to have to blow up his water meter. He's paying $300 a month out there in West Mobile.
That's brutal. Yeah, I mean, sprinklers, pool, I don't know. I guess we pay about $60 to $70 a month is what I'm hearing from my sources.
You don't have a pool, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No. Well, we've got a blow-up pool, but I don't count that. It's a little one, not an it's for the kids.
Yeah.
A texter here said, yeah, man, if you're paying $300 or even over $150 or $200, you need to get that non-potable water source. Says it's obvious you're running your sprinklers. John said, I might have phrased that incorrectly when I was explaining the bill-paying structure in my household. I was saying, when my wife and I started living together, I think I said when we were living together, which would be inaccurate. But when we started living together, we split those bills up. She ended up with the water bill, and I just started thinking about it this morning. I haven't looked at a water bill in a very, very long time. Just continue to handle that. I get the power bill. That's how it works around our house.
She does a lot of the bills, doesn't she?
Man, well, she's an accountant. She's it would be unfair right. of me to not let her pay those bills.
That's shameful.
John said, there you go. Thank you, John. Squirrel Vereen, yeah, about 20 years ago, my water bill at the same house with Moz, same Moz, was $17. So it's gone up quite a bit over the last two decades.
Yeah, it has.
We had a lot of text this morning, too, on the ruling from the Supreme Court on the execution, the scheduled execution yesterday of Jeffrey Lee.
Yeah, SCOTUS.
Who killed two people at a pawn shop back in 1998 next to Selma, Alabama, and left another four dead who ended up surviving. And it looks like it could be the end of the road for nitrogen hypoxia executions in the state of Alabama. The judge even recommending firing squad over that, but that hasn't been written into the Alabama state law. It would require the legislature to do so. Get back to that story and talk about what might be the future of the execution methods in Alabama.
And Jeffrey Lee himself.
Mm-hmm.
830 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton.
In Washington. On the brink of another U.S. attack on Iran last evening, President Trump called it off, announcing a breakthrough in talks with the Islamic Republic. A peace agreement, he says, could be signed in Europe as soon as this coming weekend. A key surveillance tool allowing the U.S. to collect intelligence abroad expires today. The House and Senate failed to temporarily extend the FISA program, which does expire at midnight. President Trump is nominating Jay Clayton, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, as Director of National Intelligence. Powerful storms have once again battered parts of the Midwest. At least three tornadoes touching down in communities outside Chicago, destroying homes, uprooting trees, and bringing down power lines. Storms have also grounded flights and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of utility customers across the Midwest into the Northeast. More details, srnnews.com.
Did you really think Pure Talk was just going to sit back and watch America turn 250 years old without doing something awesome to celebrate? Of course not. That's why they're raising $250,000 for America's Warrior Partnership by the end of July. America's Warrior Partnership is on the front line of preventing veteran suicide. They've had extraordinary success, and here's how you can help. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, you'll be invited to round up to support America's Warrior Partnership. No pressure, but if you do, Pure Talk will match your donation dollar for dollar. And to further celebrate 250 years of our extraordinary Democratic Republic, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. Dial pound 250, say micro. That's pound 250, say micro. And happy birthday to us.
This is Adam Hosley, owner of Gulf Coast Auto Tech. Even if the check engine light is not on, your vehicle may still be due for scheduled maintenance. At Gulf Coast Auto Tech, we can complete the scheduled maintenance recommended by your vehicle manufacturer based on model, mileage, and usage. A scheduled tune-up may improve your vehicle's gas mileage. A new pollen air filter improves AC system performance. Call us at Gulf Coast Auto Tech to schedule preventative maintenance to ensure your vehicle performs correctly and extend its useful life. Gulf Coast Auto Tech, Halls Mill Road, across from the new soccer complex.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Looking to repower? Blue Water Yacht Sales has four-stroke Yamaha motors from 15 to 450 horsepower, plus the new 25 horsepower with power trim and tilt. Call today to see what's in stock at Blue Water Yacht Sales on the I-65 Service Road North.
I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. From the world hindquarters of dubious information, it's Fake News Friday. A man spent years claiming he was a world-famous financial genius until investigators discovered his investment strategy was apparently based on spending other people's money and hoping nobody noticed. A little bit like our government. A self-proclaimed psychic promised clients she could see their future. Apparently, she failed to foresee her own arrest. An internet influencer rented a private jet for a photo shoot, posted luxury travel pictures online, and accidentally revealed the aircraft never left the ground. One company advertised revolutionary technology that would supposedly change the world.
Investors later discovered the revolutionary technology was mostly PowerPoint slides. A romance scammer convinced victims he was a wealthy businessman working overseas. It turned out he was neither wealthy nor a businessman. Deception has existed as long as human beings have existed. Somewhere out there, there's a scammer who will call you and ask you to send them a gift card from Target. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.
Good morning from the Pro 10 Windows and Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Still got heavier traffic westbound I-10 or across the Bayway and southbound lanes of I-165 to Water Street through the construction there. It's a little bit slower. Brunch at the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Join them at the Trellis Room for an extraordinary Sunday brunch experience that features Italian influences, local flair, and of course all the traditional brunch dishes. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm King of the FM Talk 1065.
Getting your morning moving. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Owig.
835 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Friday. And it's time to head to McConnell Automotive where we talk with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great here and a hot weekend on the way, which means some hot deals at McConnell Automotive. What are people looking at now? What are they coming out to the lot and asking you to take a test drive in?
Trucks, and more trucks. I mean, especially in it's summertime, boat pulling time, mm-hmm. and everybody's looking at trucks. Plus, you know, on the new car side, on those Sierras, we got 0% for 60 months, so everybody loves that. And the used car side, God, we are stacked to used cars. I mean, I don't think we've had this much inventory in a long time, and we're still buying, so we're stacking them up here. But mm-hmm. you can check everything out online. Excuse me, at McConnellAutomotive.com. I mean, we got SUVs. We got just about every make and model that you want. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like I said, we got them parked all in the customer parking spots right now. We're trying to move the lot around right now, and because we got a lot of used cars. You can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com.
Yeah, odds are they'll have exactly what you're looking for. Hey, we appreciate your time, Louie.
Hey, thank y'all.
That's Louie Arata. Go see him at McConnell Automotive. You'll find him on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com. A lot more to get to, and we have the text line as well, but why don't we head to the phone lines first here and talk with Freddie in West Mobile. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I enjoy listening to y'all in the morning. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you, buddy.
Voted for you on the nappies.
Yeah, thank you.
So, but getting back to the Mustang, so I live out in West Mobile, of course, the newly annexed area of West
right.
Mobile.
Yeah, because of you.
yeah.
yeah. But I say newly, we're just coming up on 3 years. But anyway, that aside, I have Maz as my water company.
Okay.
So years ago, I only had just a straight water meter, and they, of course, they charge you based on your water usage, and your sewer usage is based on how much water goes through your water meter. Now, that price on the sewage will continually go up because, guess what? The chemicals used to treat the water go up as well.
I hate to do this, Freddie. Your phone is, there's something going on with your phone, and it's clicking a lot. Kind of tough to listen to. Can we get you to call back? Maybe we'll get that noise out of here. Just call us back, and we'll see if we can't fix that. It's kind of tough for the listener to listen to, but we want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. Give us a ring back. All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll get back to Freddie here in a little bit, but I also want to go to the line. We were talking about the execution that was called off, the scheduled execution for Jeffrey Lee. 25 years on death row. And back when they gave death row inmates a choice to not choose lethal injection as their method of execution, but instead go with nitrogen hypoxia, he was one of the inmates who chose that way, nitrogen hypoxia. And we've seen, just like so many others that have been put to death, that they've begun arguing nitrogen hypoxia is a cruel and unusual punishment for death row inmates. And it really looks like possibly the end of the road for Alabama's use as that as an execution method. But let's talk about it here. We have a man who knows a whole lot about this on the line, Tripp Pittman, I think, with us right now. Good morning, Tripp.
Good morning, Dan and Dalton. It's a nice day, and, you know, this is a very tough subject. Mm-hmm. I was the sponsor of the bill, and ironically, it came about because an inmate said he wanted to have a die-by-the-firing squad. And I said, well, if he doesn't want lethal injection, then maybe he'd like lead injection. And everybody, you know, a lot of people thought that was a good idea. But I can tell you, a firing squad is, you know, is a mess, and it's hard to get people to want to shoot a living person. And they're carrying it out. So I did a lot of research, and when you look at nitrogen, 78% of the air we breathe is nitrogen. So it's not a, it's an innate subject. But people have died from industrial situations where they went into a nitrogen environment because it knocks you out. I mean, it renders you unconscious. I'm sure there's convulsions because
The
body doesn't want to die. But, but the reality is we looked at it, we passed it, we made it an option, right? And the problem with lethal injection is you got to have the cocktail of drugs, which are getting harder to find. Nitrogen's 78% of the air. I'm in the construction equipment business. We can buy nitrogen off of the same people that sell acetylene and oxygen. So we did it as an option, and it was merely trying to say it's not a question about whether you believe or not believe in the death penalty, and I think that's part of the problem with some of the courts because of the religious affiliation of some people that you know, believe in life at both ends of the spectrum. But regardless, I think it does work. That was one question. 7-0 you can't go on a fast, you know, and then get your veins so that they can't access them.
Right.
And, you know, it's a question. The death penalty is a total separate question. We allow the death penalty. As a former budget chairman, I also realize the cost of not only the incarceration of, you know, life in prison without parole, but also all the health care costs, including transplants and replacements and joint replacements and everything else that go with that.
Yeah.
So I was trying to look at a humane system. It is. It would be sad. That it does go away because, you know, it is humane. I think that maybe the protocol should include nitrous oxide or something before, like the dentist when they put you to sleep. That's nitrogen also.
Yeah.
But the problem there is they're going to hold their breath. And so what happens is you hold your breath, you thrash, you don't want to die. I don't blame nobody does. And then when trying to shake the mask off, and then once they breathe, obviously, they're incapacitated, except for the involuntary movements. But I just want to let people know that there was a lot of thought. And going to a firing squad is the most absurd thing I've heard. It, you know, there'd have to be another legislation. I looked at it, but it's, you know, and I'm sure we'll have some people that would volunteer to conduct them. But, you know, they jokingly, you know, it's like when people said they liked lead injection better than lethal injection.
Yeah,
right.
But if you're going to carry something out, it ought to be the most humane method possible, and I still believe that nitrogen is.
Yeah, and so you have so much more insight into this, clearly, as a former state senator and the one who wrote the bill. But with the lethal injection and even, you know, more common usage before that, the electric chair, Yellow Mama, I know that there was an issue with the pharmaceutical companies failing. They decided to stop providing states with the cocktail they needed for those lethal injections, right? And then someone texted the other day that, did the power companies have something to say about the electric chair and that, and I don't know if this was just a rumor or what, that they weren't comfortable with power, their utilities being used for executions in the electric chair. Like, why don't we use that anymore as a method?
Again, you know, it has, you have a few mistakes. You know, you've seen the movie, I guess, where the guy forgets to put the pad and hook the guy upright. I mean, again, those are very, you know, it's like a guillotine or hanging.
Yeah.
There are other methods, but again, there's ways to use it, and the power company may, but you could probably get your own generator. I don't know if you'd have the amps you need, because it's not the voltage, it's the amps that kills you. But you look at this, and I think it's just a matter, I think, on the Supreme Court. They're Catholics on the court that are anti-abortion, as you should, the right to life. But the same thing is when it comes to the death penalty, there's getting to be, there's a lot of blowback against it. But the reality is, I do think it's, you know, it does discourage people from killing their fellow human beings.
Yeah.
If it's carried out, you know, swift and justice. I mean, this guy went in and shot three people with a shotgun.
In the 90s.
If you want to go before a firing squad, shoot him with a shotgun. You want to think of a bad way to die. And those victims is what you got to think about. And there is some discomfort in any kind of method that you use.
Yeah.
And I think that, I think it's just, you know, we worked on it. You're right. It may be the death of it. Maybe they can relook at the protocol. But at the end of the day, you got to relook at the question of whether or not you believe there ought to be a death penalty. I do.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people understand that it's the ultimate price to pay for killing somebody.
Yeah, and that, you're right. That's still not a clear-cut debate, and there's people that are really passionate on both sides of that argument. So that's not as easy said and done. I know Dan had a question for
you. Yeah, what do you think is driving from certain judges in Alabama and the Supreme Court. What is driving this opinion that
that hypoxia is
it's a no go? That it's I guess too cruel.
They're using that as it's been used seven times. It's 7-0. People didn't know if it would work. It does. I equate it as kind of like somebody flying at altitude in a plane and it depressurizes, right? And you go to sleep. You know, you don't know. It's not like your CO2 when you're smothering somebody.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to equate it to.
Right.
Which isn't the case. But what I think's happened, if you look at the ruling, the 3-judge panel that sent it back, you know, two of those, one was an Obama appointee, one was a Biden appointee, one was a Trump appointee. He wrote the dissent. You look at what happened in the Supreme Court, and you had Alito and Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas that voted against it. And then you had, the two, mm-hmm. you had Gorsuch, you had, I think, some Catholics. You know, of course, you have minorities there opposed
Barrett,
to it.
Yeah.
And you have some Catholics that are possibly, you know, just generally against it.
Yeah.
So there's a religious and the biased opinion that gets into it. And then they took the argument that it's cruel. And I think that's a misnomer. I think the people hold their breath. They try to struggle to throw the mask off. And then when they finally inhale it, they're unconscious and they're not feeling anything. But the body still reacts.
Yeah.
Because the body is, as somebody told me, you know, when you talk about free will, they said, you don't have free will. They say, try to quit breathing. And when you quit breathing, you can pass out. But unless you have a bag over your face or you're in a once you pass out, your body's going to start breathing again.
Sure.
I mean,
right.
Breathing is the ultimate. We've all had parents, but breathing is the ultimate automatic reflex mm-hmm. of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, well said. And last question for you here, and we so appreciate you calling in, Tripp Pittman, talking a little bit about that Supreme Court ruling on the execution stay. But so many people have pointed out, and it's like first thought for so many, fentanyl is killing so many people on the streets. Like, that seems to be a way that would be cheap. And we've heard so many people say how little fentanyl it takes for someone to overdose and die. I guess, why don't they take a look at methods like that?
Again, how would you get the individual to ingest the fentanyl?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to give them a shot, the vein issue. You know, it's an illegal drug. Fentanyl needs any more,
maybe
way to say people, hey, this is how dangerous it is. Any more hype, regardless.
Exactly. Yeah.
We got there. We passed on the firing squad. I thought that was cruel and unusual, like hanging. But again, I believe that in the death penalty, mm-hmm. some people don't, and I think we're back to using this in this particular case after it's been used seven times successfully to try and stop death penalty.
Stop it at all.
Just against death penalty.
Perfect. Period. Blake, thanks for the call, Tripp. Great insight, and we really thank you for breaking it down for us.
Thanks for what y'all do every day. Appreciate
yes, sir.
It. God
Appreciate
bless.
You. All right,
Tripp, that's nice. Tripp calling in. I mean, right there, the horse's mouth, right? He wrote the bill, so he was able to again give his side of the story. I didn't even think about that, about the religious aspect, and some of the judges may just be against death penalty. Period.
Right.
Not just against this. Maybe using the discomfort as a reason, but overall just don't believe in the death penalty, period.
Yeah, and my biggest issue with the whole thing is the amount of time it takes for justice. And we're talking about another person here who's spent 25 years on death row, and the victim's families and friends have been waiting 25 years for justice to be delivered, and now they'll wait just a bit longer as they try to figure this out. And it's the same story, you know, all across the country. Justice certainly not swift in any form or fashion. And what happens is they end up victimizing these awful, murderous people over the time they sit on death row. They get people that support them and victimize them and begin, you know, praising them all the while. They're victims who were killed however many years ago. Are forgotten more or less, except by their own families. So a major issue they need to fix there.
You're right. I mean, that's I know that's something that really irks you, and it's worth talking about that so much attention is given to these people who have murdered others, mm-hmm. and again, so long. 90s, right? The 1990s this happened? I mean, that's just crazy.
Long enough for some of them to gain incredible amounts of celebrity, we've seen over the years. Sean from Baldwin County said there is a generator that powers Yellow Mama, 4,160 volts. Captain Doug drug them into oblivion or bleed them out. Cheese Wagon, thank you. Text line on the traffic information. He says, overturned vehicle eastbound I-10 at the 8-mile marker. We have an overturned vehicle eastbound I-10 at the 8-mile marker. So be aware of that. Last night, Barry Moore and President Trump had their tele-rally going into Tuesday's primary election runoff, and the president mentioning Barry's military service. And with that being such a hot topic, especially this week, the president saying, what did he say here? Barry is proud, very proud to be a veteran, dedicated his entire life to fighting for Alabama before he ran for Congress. Is that Trump endorsement going to get Barry across the finish line?
It's not going to hurt. And also, I think the Barry strategy, I think, is well thought out when he was talking about he was spreading out the shame here, like he's being shamed or whatever you want to however you want to say
so
it.
Everyone who's been in the
anybody
National
that's
Guard,
been in the National Guard should feel the same way. So we'll see how if this plays a big role. Two things: the stolen valor angle on this, yes or no on that, and also the Trump endorsement. How big a role will that play in this race? I don't think it's going to play no role. It's going to play a role. Just how large a side's role.
Yeah, and the polling has made that interesting because we've seen a couple polls that have had Hudson with a surprising lead, a couple more that have had Barry, and then some that are really tight. So it almost seems like all bets are off come Tuesday, but I know many of you predicting on the text line that, and like Jeff Poor says, Barry always seems to under-poll going into elections, that he might end up with a pretty significant win over Hudson, but I don't know. This could really go either way.
He under-polls because his people don't trust the polling system,
the pollsters,
so they don't take it. They don't take part in it. I've had the opportunity to be a part of it, and I think I pretty much have declined over and over again. And also the fact that voters that support Barry Moore, the older voters, are the ones more likely to actually turn out on Tuesday. So it's going to be voter turnout is going to be just like it would be in any election, but it's going to be paramount in this election for sure.
Yeah, and got a text, too. It's not about Barry's veteran status. It's about him misleading about his rank and years of service. And that's played definitely a role in that campaign. Some mudslinging here over this last week. We'll get to the rest of your texts and let you know who's coming up on the Jeff Poor Show next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
1819 News.
The Eastern Shore Republican Women's Club held a luncheon that included two Republican women who are currently in runoff races, but not against each other. Catherine Robertson is up against Jay Mitchell to be the Republican candidate in the Attorney General's race. Robertson touted the conservative legal victories that were achieved by the current Alabama Attorney General's office, of which Robertson has been the chief counsel. And Christina McInnes is up against Douglas Hill in the runoff race for Agriculture Commissioner. McInnes told the crowd that if elected, she will require a full review of all data centers and solar farms here in the state and their impact on farmland, water supply, and electrical demand. The runoff race is next Tuesday, June 16th. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A federal judge has awarded a Birmingham family $7.5 million in punitive damages for the death of their 18-year-old son at the River Chase Country Club back in August of 2023. Reginald Adams suffered a brain injury after he dove into a swimming pool at that country club. The lawsuit against the country club says that they failed to comply with safety regulations in that they didn't have two lifeguards present. The attorneys for the Adams family says this judgment will ensure that public safety laws are followed by businesses in order to prevent this type of tragedy. A black bear has been sighted in the Hartford area. Police are now warning the public to not go near the animal, but to call them if they see it. There are no reports of injuries caused by that black bear. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
She thought she'd have to drive hours for cancer care that understood her. Turns out, it was only a few minutes away. Southern Cancer Center. How we treat you matters most.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
From the Urology Associates Traffic Center, I-10 at the 4-mile marker, got a rollover wreck with entrapment and injuries. Mobile County Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, and EMS in the area responding. So far, we look good as you travel from the 1065 split downtown and across the Bayway. When it comes to your health, don't wait. Urology Associates offers the best urology and oncology care with 34 physicians at 14 locations. From prostate care to kidney stones, their expert team is here for you at UAMP. You know, came to the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
Dalton the old guy. Hey, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 856. And Jeff Poy's on the way.
Yeah, Jeff starting the hour with Todd Stacy, Alabama Daily News, right after we turn things over to him. Todd will be the first guest. And then second hour, Attorney General candidate Katherine Robertson. And in the third hour, State Senator Chris Elliott joins the Jeff Poor Show. And then Monday, he'll have a show ready for you for that pre-primary runoff that's coming up on Tuesday. We'll have Barry Moore on Mobile Mornings Monday as well, heading into Tuesday's elections.
Fentanyl is available by prescription for medical use. It is not strictly an illegal drug. That's unnamed text says that also. Is it Moe's? Says I think that the, or yeah, Moz.
Moz.
I think that the guilty murderer should be put to death in the same way they murdered the victim. Well, that's getting creative. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but
it's not the first time that suggestion has been made this morning on our text line.
True.
And Pat, yeah, fentanyl is not an illegal drug. Hospitals use it all the time. That's what, you know, when my wife was giving birth, I'm telling a lot of stories of my wife this morning, but I noticed
her, her lawyer's going to call her.
I noticed one of the drugs they were giving was fentanyl, and I told her, I think you're headed down a dark path right now.
That was when she was having Izzy?
Why did you choose to start taking fentanyl right when we were having children?
Starting a family.
Terrible time to start doing that, but I'm sure it helped with the whole process. But, yeah, fentanyl is used as I don't know why they don't turn to that for some of these executions. Big sports weekend, by the way, and I know some of you get upset when we start talking too much sports. But
well, this is on the White House lawn, so it's not even.
And you have the World Cup, you know, Team USA getting it started tonight.
Yeah.
Hoping they can find a way to go on some kind of run. And as the host nation, one of the three host nations, put on quite the World Cup performance over the next month. But I am stoked about UFC Freedom 250. It'll be Sunday. You know, normally they have the UFCs on Saturday. But they held an event a while back in the Sphere in Las Vegas, and that was on Mexican Independence Day. Did this whole thing. It was a great theatrical performance. They're going to do the same from the White House lawn. but the history of America. Seven fights, couple title fights, biggest names in the world competing. And you have to be on Paramount Plus to watch that, though, by the way. Okay. 7 o'clock Sunday night.
And the World Cup.